Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, there's plenty to track in the First Alert Weather Center when it comes to weather over the next several days. Lightning storms, a wildfire danger, and heat would really be the lead here as we head through the weekend when it comes to weather stories. Today will be another hot one, with afternoon temperatures topping out between 90 and 95. The sea breeze should kick in by late afternoon and help cool the beaches some, and also trigger some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, much like we had yesterday. Most spots staying dry, but a few areas getting in on some very heavy downpours and even a few strong storms. We had some hail reported in Yulee and Amelia Island in Nassau County yesterday, in northern and northeastern Duval County, not too far from the airport, around Ocean Way, eastward to Black Hammock Island, and almost to Mayport, too. Some of it up to about an inch in diameter in northern Duval County, and then much of the rest of the area, in fact, the majority of the area, not getting any rain at all. The problem with these storms being isolated is that they produce lightning and could lead to wildfires, and in fact, we may have wildfires burning right now that we don't even know about yet, or that are smoldering from lightning strikes, and then get fanned by winds as the day progresses. So that's something we're going to have to keep a very close eye out for today and even through the weekend. In fact, the wildfire danger will be high to very high through the holiday weekend. Any campfires, grilling, you're going to want to be extra careful. And of course, Duval County has a year-round ban on any open fires. But it's a hot and mainly dry weather pattern. Just these widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. The best chance for any rain would be primarily inland, although the beaches could have a brief shower or two, especially in the morning hours with winds that'll be coming in off of the Atlantic. But long hours through the weekend will be dry. Sunburn times down as low as 10 to 15 minutes. So sunscreen, apply and reapply. Lots of water. The beaches, the water temperatures are now between 75 and 80 degrees, so getting quite mild. There'll be a moderate rip current risk with winds off of the Atlantic, pushing ashore, in other words, and that'll enhance the rip current risk. Could even be a borderline high-risk rip current for rip currents from time to time. So remember our old saying, always swim with a buddy and surf with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible, no matter how great a swimmer or surfer you think you are. Be extra careful as we head through the weekend. And, of course, with those lightning storms, if you see lightning or hear thunder, you need to wait 30 minutes before going back outside. So be careful of the lightning storms as well. Otherwise, it's all systems go for trying to get out this weekend with, of course, continuing our social distance and being extra careful. But from a weather standpoint, a very typical Memorial Day weekend when it comes to our weather and the temperatures. And yesterday, we aired live. We talked about it yesterday morning. We aired live talking and tracking the top. Easy for me to say, talking and tracking the top. Let's try that again. Talking and tracking the tropics. And you can check it out. It's about a 25-minute show. I think you'll find it interesting and informative as well. It was made and produced by the First Alert Weather Team, and it is on our website at actionnewsjax.com, also Facebook fan pages, Twitter, on Periscope, and YouTube. There's all kinds of ways you can find it. I'm posting a link as well in the Burrish blog at actionnewsjax.com. And WOKV.com. NOAA put out their hurricane forecast also yesterday, pretty much matching most other forecasts, are very similar, with a higher than average number of tropical storms, named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes forecast. As many as 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast, which is Category 3 or stronger. Again, we don't have any idea at this point in the season, of course, where they're going, but it does look to be an active season ahead, and obviously a concern as we head to the beginning of the hurricane season, which is officially 1 week from Monday, 1 week from Memorial Day on June 1st. Have a great and safe weekend. Remember to take care of yourself and each other with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.